From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Orellana. It's Thursday, July 17th. Coming up, we'll learn about what is coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois Department of Corrections has signed an emergency contract with a new healthcare provider. Lauren Frost reports.
The Department of Corrections says negotiations have stalled with the private company responsible for the medical care of nearly 30,000 people in state prisons. The department is switching from that provider, Wexford Health Sources, to a new one, Centurion Health. Both companies have faced criticism for poor care of incarcerated people. Jenny Volenkatz is the executive director of the John Howard Association, an independent prison monitor.
96% of the people who go into our prison system will leave our prison system, and their health impacts the health of everybody around them and their communities.
The Illinois Department of Corrections says it's committed to a smooth transition and delivering high-quality services.
A new musical coming to Champaign-Urbana aims to educate the community and raise awareness for autism. Let May Fly is about a nonverbal autistic child who struggles to connect with the world. The musical shows how he and his parents overcome those challenges and learn to communicate with one another. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, around 3% of Americans are autistic. AJ and Cameron Cornell are co-writers for the musical. They say that the number is probably an undercount since autism is underdiagnosed among women and people of color.
For instance, AJ did not know she was autistic until adulthood.
Yeah, I was 26. So that was years and years and years going through all academic career, not understanding what was going on with my brain.
And why things were so much harder or painful.
The musical is inspired by AJ and Cameron Cornell's experience raising an autistic child. The two hope to have a fully staged production by next year. The new home of several Champaign County offices was dedicated yesterday to the late Illinois State Senator Scott M. Bennett. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rank reports, the event was a celebration of his legacy and a life of service.
Scott Bennett was known by many for his work as both a politician and a prosecutor, and his values and sense of humor made an impact on those who knew him. Rob Bennett says, seeing his brother's name on the building in downtown Urbana will serve as a reminder of what public servants are capable of.
You can really make a big difference in a lot of people's lives in your community in a very short period of time if you've got the right heart for it. And Scott definitely had the right heart for it.
Treasurer Michael Frerichs was supposed to speak at the event, but a small crowd gathered in protest of his continued investment of millions of state dollars in Israel bonds. Jessica Yassin is with the CU Muslim Action Committee.
We are not going to leave him alone until he divests our money as Illinois constituents.
State's Attorney Julia Reitz called the protest, quote, inappropriate. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
A triathlon will debut in Champaign this weekend. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
The Champaign Park District is teaming up with the Stevens Family YMCA to host the first ever triathlon in Champaign-Urbana. On Sunday, July 20th, participants will start off with a 400-yard swim in the indoor lap pool at the YMCA, followed by a 10-mile bike ride, and finish with a 5K run. The entire route is in far southwest Champaign, west of I-57. Registration is open to participants until the day before the event. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about what is coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast. And now a look at your forecast. According to the National Weather Service for today, Thursday this morning, a slight chance of showers before noon and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with 83 degrees and a light breeze. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy at around 65 degrees with a gentle breeze. Tomorrow on Friday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, partly sunny with 85 degrees and gentle breeze in the afternoon.
Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with 71 degrees and light wind. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before the afternoon and afternoon. Partly sunny with 88 degrees and a light breeze. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with 71 degrees and light wind.
Next time on the 21st Show, Central Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski on funding for public broadcasting, the Epstein files, and President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill.
We already have a shortage of doctors and nurses. I think this is only going to make it worse.
Plus, what the Big Beautiful Bill means for energy and the environment. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Orellana.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, July 17th, Uncorked is back at the Krannert Center in Urbana. It goes until 7 p.m. It starts at 5. This is the final installment of this summer's Uncorked series featuring the Kurt Reeder Organization. For more information, you can visit krannertcenter.com.
Also Thursday, July 17th, Champaign-Urbana drama makers Gypsy opens at the Harold and Jean Minor Theater at Parkland College in Champaign at 7 p.m. This is Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This musical is based on the true story of burlesque star Gypsy Rose Lee, who grew up with a stage mother pushing her daughters June and Louise to stardom. Our lovely Kimmy is in this.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I get to play Louise.
Oh.
It's going to be good.
That's wonderful. Okay, for more information, you can head to cudramamakers.ludus.com.
And on Thursday, July 17th, Hadestown, the teen edition. I'm not in this one, but I know the director, and it's incredible. At the Virginia Theater in Champaign, starting at 7 p.m., this reimagined version of the Tony Award-winning musical is presented by the Champaign Park District Youth Theater.
Once upon a time, there was a railroad line. Don't ask where, brother, don't ask where.
Hadestown Teen Edition runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., and there is a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday the 19th. For more information, visit thevirginia.org.
Friday, July 18th, Champaign County Fair kicks off at the fairgrounds in Urbana. It runs through July 26th. You can enjoy the carnival, rodeo, demolition derby, and more. For more information, head to champaigncountyfair.cc.
And on Saturday, July 19th, Forever in Bloom is at the Champaign Public Library. This is a free exhibit of ikebana, Japanese flower arranging. You can view different styles of flower arrangements using summer flowers. And for more information, visit illinoisprairie-ikebana.org.
Saturday, July 19th, Chris Cagle at the Iroquois County Fair kicks off in Crescent City, Illinois. The fair started on the 15th and runs through the 20th.
She had a chance to leave but chose to stay. What a beautiful
On Saturday, July 19th, there's also a kid's tractor pool, a costume goat show, and more. For more information, head to IroquoisCoFair.com.
And Clay Walker is performing at the Christian County Agricultural Fair in Taylorville on Saturday the 19th. This is the final day of the Christian County Agricultural Fair. There is a chili cook-off, livestock shows, and more. You can visit ChristianCountyFair.com for more information.
And Sunday, July 20th, Tanner Romine is live at the Cast Iron Club in Tuscola from 5 to 7 p.m.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Lauren Frost, Anna Coe, Sam Rink, Colin Highslope, Kimberly Schofield, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I am Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.